You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
We're doing really good, and it was quite the performance by you on Friday night. 13 carries, 92 yards, and a score, and then doing it also through the air. 5 targets, 5 receptions, 87 yards, 77 of which were yak. How were you feeling on Friday night? It seemed like one of those games where they just had to keep feeding you the ball because every time you touch it, big things happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was definitely feeling good, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's always a team effort. You know, it's an ultimate team sport, and, you know, like I said before, I just appreciate, you know, the guys, the coaches, you know, Cody, you know, the receivers just trusting me to be able to, you know, make plays and, you know, continue to block downfield and the effort, the extra effort plays that they were making, you know, for me to be able to do, you know, what I was doing on Friday. So
was there an emphasis maybe in the running back room or maybe even with Coach Jordan McSimmick about getting the run game going? Because, you know, even in your win, you guys weren't running the football that much. This game, 13 carries, and, I mean, we were watching from the press box. I'm thinking, like, those numbers got to be boosted because you're averaging 7.1 yards per rush. Was that a thought in this game that, hey, we got to get the run game going?
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, kind of a thought, something, an emphasis that we've been pushing, you know, since the beginning of the year was just kind of, you know, making sure that we could, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage. You know, I think a lot of teams want to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we just kind of wanted to be more of a balanced team and, you know, be able to run the ball along or pass the ball, especially having Cody back there, you know, throwing the way that he is. You know, we want to be able to help him out, you know, limit guys just kind of with their ears peeled back and, you know, trying to just get to the QB. You know, when you're able to run the ball, you know, just as good as you're able to pass the ball, you know, it's hard on the defense. You know, they don't know what you're doing. So, you know, it was definitely a big emphasis for us to be able to, you know, run the way that we did. And, you know, I think it helped, you know, our offense out a lot.
Now, and the numbers you put up there through the air as well, and it's something that, full confession, hand up, when you got to the team, I remember we were kind of watching a lot of people saying, if it's lightning and thunder with Javon Leak, he's the lightning, you're the thunder, the power guy. And then this year through the air, I mean, we've seen what you've been able to do, the 24-yard play. You're always open and then showcasing the hands as well. Is that something you've always had or is that something you've had to work on here?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something that I've always taken pride in, you know, since college, you know, since high school, was just being as versatile as I can be. You know, if a defense is scheming for the run and they're stopping the run, you know, I want to be able to help out and, you know, through the air. And, you know, like I told, you know, everybody else before, you know, they brought me in as a receiver my first year, you know, with the Elks. So, you know, I was in camp, you know, playing R. You know, I was in the slot playing, running the waggle. So, you know, being able to catch the ball and run routes, you know, like actual real routes, not running back routes, you know, it's not new to me. You know, it's honestly, you know, I'm happy that, you know, they're able to trust me to be able to do such a thing because I enjoy it. I enjoy being out there, you know, running routes. You know, I think it gives a different aspect, you know, to the whole offense in general. So, you know, definitely not new.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen it from both quarterbacks, whether it be Trey Ford or Cody Fajardo. They have that confidence in to throw to you downfield, not, like you said, just the routes that you might see from a running back traditionally. Yeah. Elks running back Justin Rankin joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halley sitting in. I want to ask you about lining up beside Cody Fajardo. And obviously, you know, when Trey Ford out there, it might be a little bit different when plays break down. He's able to take off. But then you bring in a guy like Fajardo who's seen it all in the CFL, won Grey Cups, extremely accurate. What's the luxury like having a guy like Fajardo back there as your backfield mate?
Yeah, I mean, he's a vet. You know, he's a true vet. He's a true pro's pro. And, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off of guys, you know, when, you know, he's back there, you know, kind of orchestrating guys where to go. You know, if you kind of don't know what you got on that play because you're winded or you're coming back, you know, he knows what you got. He's going to line you up. He's going to make sure everybody's good. And, you know, it's nice to have him back there, you know, just talking to us before the play, you know, kind of scoping out the defense when they come out, letting us know, you know, what he's thinking, you know, what's in his brain. So, you know, it definitely is nice to have him back there. I mean, again, like, he's been in the league for, 10 years now, you know, like, that's amazing to have basically a coach, you know, out there playing with you.
Now, I saw the statistic come up there. CFL had it. You had a top speed of 31.5 kilometers, which is absolutely ridiculous. I know Javon Leak had a pretty big number last year. Is there any trash talk between you guys of who might win in a foot race?
We talked about it a little bit. Honestly, that was that's one of my slower times this year. You know, we talked about it on one of my bigger ones earlier. You know, I told him, I said, hey, look, man, I'm coming for you. You know, everybody thinks I'm slow. Like, I'm coming for you, man. You got to deal with this one. But, you know, I still think at the end of the day, Leak is a lot faster than me. And, you know, I think he shows that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had the Fords on this show, and there's been a little bit of talk about who might be the faster one. If we're talking full team race, where are you finishing, you think?
I think probably like fourth or fifth. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna go Trey Ford, Javon Leak, Devodrick, and then maybe like me or Tyrell. You know, I think me and Tyrell might have a good race there.
Pretty good list there. Pretty elite company, I would say, as we're joined by Justin Rankin, running back for the Edmonton Elks. They're going to look to make it three straight when they take on the Red Blacks on Friday night, coming off a big win against the Argos. I want to ask you about the offensive line and the job that they did in this game, because, you know, hey, full confession, we talk about the offensive line quite a bit here, and they've had some tough performances. The Rough Riders really did a good job in the pass rush, getting to the quarterback. But in a game like that, you know, keeping Cody upright, providing holes for you, it seemed like they were really starting to kind of get things to go in here.
Yeah, I mean, we believed in it from day one, you know what I mean? And, you know, like everybody saw, like, it was a big emphasis for, you know, our protection, our pass pro, and, you know, our run protection, just to kind of be better. And, we asked that of them, and I think they more than, you know, showed up and, you know, proved to us that, like, what they could do. You know, and that was just about everybody coming together and being able to, you know, continue to stack games like that and play games like that, because now we showed that we could do it, you know. And it's one thing to show it once, but it's another thing to continue to do it and be consistent with it. And that's just kind of where we're at now, just being able to stack games like that.
When you went into the offseason, and obviously last year, I mean, you had a very good season with the team. Great average when it came to rushing the ball, 7.8 yards, just under 800 yards on the season. But year two in the CFL, what were the things you tried to work on in the offseason just to, you know, better yourself for the Canadian game?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was just, you know, being faster. I think my first year there was a couple of runs that, you know, I think I could have broke away. It was just one guy, and, you know, they kind of caught me or had the angle on me. And, you know, the biggest thing that I focused on in the offseason was just being faster. So some of those breakaway plays, you know, they either go for 20 more yards or, you know, a touchdown. And I think I'm able to, you know, kind of showcase that this year, that, you know, the offseason training is working. And, you know, I got a lot faster. And, you know, even the guys let me know, like, man, like, you look good out there. You look faster out there. You know, we can tell that you've been working. So, you know, it feels good to bring it from the offseason and, you know, put it into the season on the field and put it on tape.
We're joined by Justin Rankin, running back for the Edmonton Elks, here on the Jason Greger Show. And the new coaching staff, obviously a first-time head coach when it comes to Mark Killam and veteran coordinator. But you got J.C. Shirt on the other side of the football running things on the defense, and it looks like they're getting better each and every game. What changed when Mark Killam came in?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of things, you know, like he just kind of brought a different type of energy, you know, different type of vibe and a different type of winning culture that, you know, he's trying to instill in us. And obviously there's a learning curve, you know, you're bringing in all new guys, a whole new coaching staff, a whole new front office. Like, it's not going to be perfect from the jump, you know, but I think a lot of people are able to see, you know, what the direction we're going in, you know, and that arrow is always pointing up. And that's something that we've been emphasizing, is keep the arrow pointing up, you know, and that's kind of where it's going. That's the direction it's going in. And, you know, Coach Killam brings that energy, that vibe of like that winner's mentality, you know, never give up, never quit. And I think every game, even the losses, like down to the fourth quarter, you know, we showed that, like, we're a team that's going to fight, you know, to the clock hit zero, you know, whether we're down by 30, whether it's a tie ball game, you know, we're not about to give up. And I think that's something huge that Coach Killam instills in us, you know, every day at practice. If it's a rough start, you know, he's huge and like, look, it's a rough start, but we're going to finish. You know, we're going to make sure we fight at the end of practice to finish and have a good day. And, you know, I love that. I love that mentality.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys have won the last two, but really, game against the Tiger Cats could have won. Even the game against the Rough Riders going back to July, a game that was right there. So, yeah, you're starting to really build something. We had Chris Morris join us on the show, president of the team, and he had a really good statement, I thought, just talking about how, you know, unless I'm hit by lightning, this is the staff that's going to be here. This is, you know, building that consistency. Yeah. As a player, how nice is it to hear that, you know what, like, even if things don't go well, they're trying to build something and, you know, keep the same players, keep the same management, keep the same coaching staff here and just try to build that consistency?
Yeah, it's super nice. I mean, if you look around the league and, you know, you look at some of the teams that are consistently, you know, top dogs, the Winnipegs, the Montreals, like, you know, there's not a lot of turnover, right? And I think that's huge key, you know, in any league, is, you know, being able to bring guys back, bring coaches back, bring players back, and, you know, be able to build the bonds, the relationships that make you play a lot harder for each other, right? Like, and the longer you're in the system, the longer you're with a coach, you know, obviously becomes a lot easier. You know, now I know what Coach McSimmons likes to call in certain situations. So we're ready for it, right? Like, again, like this is all our first year together. You know, shoot, this is with Cody at the helm. This is, what, game four, right? So, like, we're all still trying to, you know, get to know each other, learn, you know, what we like, how we play, you know, and things of that nature. Still building those bonds, you know. So to be able to be with the staff in an organization that wants to bring everybody back and is huge and big on that, I mean, that's big time, because I think that's what creates winning organizations is, you know, the least amount of turnover that you can have, right?
Justin Rankin of the Edmonton Elks joining us here now. Justin, obviously Friday night you get the Ottawa Redblacks on the road. Do you like going on into the tougher environments playing on the road?
Oh yeah, I love playing on the road. I always tell everybody it's fun to be at home and, you know, hear the crowd cheering for you, but there's nothing like, you know, just quieting the crowd down, you know, especially a good crowd, you know, at an away game. You break a run and you quiet them down. Like, yeah, that's a good feeling, you know. So, you know, I love being on the road. I love being up for the challenge of being in somebody else's house and, you know, having to take that W from them. So
have you had a favorite road city to play in?
Oh, either Winnipeg or Sask. It's hard to choose between the two, but man, both of those places are amazing to play in. You know, I love playing in those hostile, loud environments. You know, those games are awesome. Those are the games that, you know, you live to play in. So, you know, one of those two, I can't choose though.
Well, good options. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Some of the best environments in football going out to the prairies. A couple non-CFL questions for you. Are you in any fantasy football leagues this year?
Oh no, I don't even watch no football, so I couldn't tell you. Nothing about no. Leak always makes fun of me because he'll bring up old football players, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. You know, they're always watching football and stuff like that. I haven't done fantasy football once in my life.
Really? So away from the field, then, what kind of things do you get up to?
Man, I go hiking, go bowling, you know, read, just stuff to keep me occupied, play the game. But I'm not huge into watching sports.
I love it, Cody. So go to restaurants in an off day. Where are you heading in Edmonton?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I just found a new ramen spot downtown called, like, Misoya Ramen. Mm-hmm. That's the spot right there. It's on 104th Ave off of Jasper. That's the spot. That's my new go-to right there.
Ringing endorsement. Oh, hey, Justin, thanks so much for doing this today. Really do appreciate it. And good luck on Friday night against Ottawa and with the rest of the season.